I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I, in with this midday update of what's been happening in the marketplace in Chicago. At the CME Group at this hour, futures are lower. Nearby September corn is down 2.25 cents. It's trading at 368 3/4. That harvest month at 380 1/2 is down 2 cents. The March down 2. May down 1.75 cents. July 1.25 cents lower. December of next year down 1/4 as well. It's at 402 3/4. Soybeans are 9 3/4 lower in the lead option September at around $9.12. November at $8.97 1/4, down a dime. January down a dime. March down 10.5. May down 9 3/4. July 9.5 lower. And next year's November beans are down 8 1/4. Bean meal is off $1.30 at this hour. The bean oil now trading 57 cents lower. The soft red winter wheat is 8 3/4 lower at 497 1/2 in the September. July of next year, or the harvest month, down 9.5 cents. At 5.10 1/4, and the hard red July, that's down 8 at $5.26 1/4. This afternoon, USDA will release a cattle on feed report. The numbers at this hour in Chicago show that the feeders are down 92.5 cents at 212.27 1/2, and the August, September are down $2.95. Live cattle futures are off 17.5 cents at 146.30. The October, that's at 145.17 1/2, down $1.75 at this time, or rather down $1.15 at this time. On the phone line with us to take a look at this and what might come out this afternoon from the cattle on feed report, and maybe discuss a little bit about the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, is Mike Zuzlo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Todd. Always plenty to talk about, isn't there?
Well, there is a whole lot to talk about. Among the items that I just listed, another item that has had the market worried, and certainly yesterday, was China and its economy. It's been faltering again, and that has sent some reverberations through the U.S. economy, at least certainly through the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Can you take us through some of what's been happening?
Yeah, I think the most recent feature to the market, when China reported their purchasing manager index for August, which they call the flash PMI because it's a snapshot of how they look so far at this stage of the month, it was the lowest in 6.5 years, Todd, and I think that continues to show a real problematic economy to the trade as a whole, and a continuation of stalled growth, even with all the implementation of trying to increase their financial market structure and all these types of loan changes that they've made and reserve requirement changes they've made in their monetary policy. It still led to the Shanghai Stock Index falling another 4% last night, and it's the lowest since March. And now that has, as you say, come over across the ocean into our markets, with the Shanghai market down now 7% year to date. We've now pushed the S&P 500 into negative territory here for the year in the United States, now down 3%. And we've seen the VIX, the volatility index, the fear gauge, if you will, hit over 21%, the highest since October 2014 on a weekly basis. And so what the difference is between today and yesterday in the grain markets, quite frankly, is we still have a weaker dollar and we still have a weaker stock market, but we've also made fresh 6-year lows in the crude oil today. Crude oil is our big barometer when it comes to the commodities, and copper would be right below that as far as the commodity sentiment. And so with the VIX jumping, the crude oil market has taken hit new lows down to the $40 barrel mark. And I think that, quite honestly, along with the pro farmer numbers coming out, the uncertainty around that probably is keeping a lot of longs on the sidelines, and a lot of longs that have been in the market, they're probably taking profit here going into the weekend, worrying how the trade's going to be on Sunday night.
So what do you think a potential low will be for the crude market? I'm taking a quick look at the chart, and we go back to January, 2009, we were down to $33.20 a barrel.
Yeah, I was looking at the February 2009 low of about $33.55, and like you said, and the January low was $32.70 on the monthly continuation chart. I think the mid-30s will catch a lot of this. Keep in mind, we've had very strong demand, and gasoline prices here in the United States are down 23% year-to-date, so the ethanol market is humming along very nicely, in part because of that. The diesel market is humming along very nicely because of its sharp drop in prices over the last 6 or 7 months. So I think the demand is there. I think the fear factor there by the investment sector is just overwhelming the actual demand numbers. China's demand numbers today, in terms of their imports of wheat and especially DDGs and barley, were very, very strong for barley and DDGs. Not that bad for wheat. Less of a reduction than I thought. And then you look at the currencies. You've got the dollar down about 1% this week, but you've got the yen up 1%, and you've got the euro up almost 2%. So we're actually improving our trade balance when it comes to the currency markets. But the trade doesn't want to talk about that right now because they've got this VIX and this stock market break. So, but on the week, the corn, beans, and wheat don't look that bad as a whole, at least right now.
Now, one other thing on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, I took a look at the longer term trend lines, and we're still and have been since I think 09 in an uptrend in the Dow. Despite the losses this week, I think it still remains there, though I looked before I saw the 161 points from today that were lost. But it's interesting because there are in the moment and then what really in the broader context is happening. So people have to pay attention to that and not get too scared once in a while of in the moment. I think that's the difference between the day trader and the hedger as well. What are you thinking farmers as hedgers ought to be considering at this point? Is the more dangerous prospect for them in the corn market or the soybean market?
No, I think it's still in the soybeans, Todd. I think ever since we've gotten the August report out of the way, and even going back to the March acreage numbers, I think the supply demand analysis of the medium term that I think you rightly bring up is still favoring the idea that corn supplies are going down, not just here but in the world. I think the Pro Farmer Tour showed that as well. I think obviously we traded the Eastern Corn Belt corn numbers
Right.
earlier this week, but I still think that at the end of the day, those Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio numbers are too high, and we maybe have probably seen the highest yield. And I think that's what the trade's waiting to see. So when you look at the beans and the fact that we're only about 3 months away from getting some more beans planted in South America, you look at El Nino and you look at the smaller corn acres and the possibility of drought in South America this coming year, I still think the market is correct by buying corn and selling beans, and that ratio has hit some multi-month lows this week, with the corn being holding up so well.
All right. Well, we'll have the cattle on feed report to talk about this afternoon, probably some more on China. And of course, Pro Farmer's final figures will be out for, well, they're out for the crop tour, but they'll be out for the Pro Farmer estimates for the size of the crop, too. Those are two different things. We'll take all up that up this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day, sir.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Zuzlow. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Joins us here on the mid-morning market report to take a look at the marketplace this afternoon. We will take up that Pro Farmer report. Brian Grady should join us to give us some estimates of what those Pro Farmer final numbers look like and from the crop tour and what Pro Farmer's estimates for the crop size might actually be. I recorded Commodity Week last night. Matt Bennett and Katie Micek were both out on the tour, and Jason Clapp from Risk Management Commodities joined us as well. It's a really good look at the crop across the Midwest. I think you probably want to take a listen to it. It's up on the website already, and it'll run this afternoon at about 2:36. Most of it, though not all of it, because it doesn't quite fit in that segment, so you'll need to finish up and listen to the whole thing online. That's at willag.org, willag.org. Trying to stay up to speed on what's happening with the corn and the soybean crop across the Midwest. Speaking of up to speed, the numbers in Chicago still remain lower for corn, down about 2.5 cents. Futures in the bean pit continue to slip. They're down 13 to 14 at this hour. And wheat futures are down about 8 cents. Live cattle futures are set $3.15 lower, or rather $1.15 lower. The feeder are down $3.15 at this hour. Energy markets show us crude oil at this hour at $40.19 a barrel. They're down $1.13. Ethanol futures are $1.40. $1.44.7, a penny and 7 cents lower. And the wholesale price of gasoline at $1.48.3, and on the RBOB is a nickel and a tenth of a cent lower. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Find us online at will.illinois.edu, and you can find our ag programming at willag.org.